KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County, coming together one piece at a time. Today, Emily and I are talking with Art Reeve, Deputy Director of Humboldt County Public Works. We're looking at the Dowse Prairie School Trail and the process on how that got going. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, indeed. Now, Art, I know you were dealing with a voice that is quickly leaving you, so we'll use your voice sparingly, okay?
Thank you.
You bet. And I know, of course, you have to get to the Soups meeting as well, I think, right?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. So, Emily, I'll let you lead off.
Yeah, well, I'm very glad that Art Reeve is on the show today because, really, behind the scenes, he has been working with a lot of different communities and really making projects happen that local neighborhoods and schools really want to see happen. And so one of the ways that the county has been working with communities is through the Rural Transportation and Access Partnership Program. And that was developed at the county several years ago, but this year has been the first year that several projects has come forward through it. And it really is an avenue where community members or a community group or a group of neighbors can propose a project that they feel is really needed and important for mobility in their community. And then bring matching funds or matching materials to the project and be able to work with County Public Works to then make that project happen. And so one project that happened this summer was at the Dowse Prairie Elementary School in McKinleyville. And the Dowse Prairie School and the countywide Safe Routes to School Task Force that has been working together for about 3 years on a lot of Safe Routes to School issues worked together to kind of bring forward a PATH project that would connect Dowse Prairie School to the next, the nearest neighborhood. Because, especially if you live in McKinleyville, you know that Dowse Prairie Road is a rural road. There's no shoulders. It's quite narrow. But there are a lot of kids that live somewhat close and could have an easy, safe route to school. And so for this, the Dowse Prairie School and the principal, Kevin Scheffler, worked with the PTA and other parents at the school and partnered with several local businesses, Hooven and Mercer Fraser, who donated materials that then County Public Works Maintenance Division worked with and provided labor and equipment and built about a 500-foot-long, really nice paved trail that is, it's like a mini Hammond Trail on the Dowse Prairie Road.
How long is it?
Yeah, so she's right. It's about 500 feet. And actually, Mercer Fraser also donated the most major equipment that was needed, and that was the paving machine. So Mercer Fraser was pretty much involved in this project here.
Yeah. And so if I hope that people have the opportunity to check it out. It is a great, not only a safe route to school to Dowse Prairie from the south, but it is also, I've seen people walking their dogs on it. And
oh, yeah, I saw people text, walking and, just nonchalantly texting. And the nice thing about it is the trail itself is probably about 6 feet from the edge of the road, so it puts the pedestrians further away from the traffic, which is
that's great.
A lot safer than a sidewalk.
Yeah, so this was a great project that happened really pretty quickly, and I just really want to commend Art and his division in Public Works for really being can-do to make that happen. That had been a priority at the Dowse Prairie School for quite a while, and it happened this summer. So as school started, there we have a new safe route to Dowse Prairie.
Just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
Good job. All right.
And so this is a great example of, a program that lays out kind of how to submit a proposal, how to look for matching funds or matching materials, and And it also seems that several other groups have gone through this program to make some things happen, and one being at the new hospice location in off of Harris, and also down near Herrick Avenue, a neighborhood group at the end of Ryan Court worked with, you know, used this program to help pave the end of their cul-de-sac in partnership with the
treat the pavement so it doesn't get any worse. And they're actually going in front of the Board of Supervisors today for approval.
Great. So there really seems like there can be a variety of projects that can be brought forward and worked with, you know, with Public Works, and then ultimately get approved by the board. And it's great that we're seeing several come to fruition already.
Yes, and you know, it's the program is actually created so that we can help fund unfunded transportation needs through the community partnership, which is, you know, somewhat new, but unfortunately, because of the way the road fund is depleting, we need as much help as we can to help keep our roads in conditions that, you know, are stable, I should say, for our roadways.
Definitely. Well, thanks so much to you, Art, for helping make all those happen.
Well, could I mention something about Dow's Prairie?
Yeah.
I'd like to give all the credit to an old retiree, Chris Widworth, who was a retired deputy director. It was his insistence that I think drove this project. He always felt that there should be some easy way to connect the neighborhoods to Dow's Prairie, and so he was pretty persistent and finally were able to develop the system to be able to get that project through. So I want to give a big shout out to Chris Widworth.
Yeah, awesome. And another local change as far as around schools has been this summer. There are some new 15-mile-per-hour signs in several school zones across the county. And so this is another project that Public Works worked on with the Countywide Safe Routes to School Task Force, and many parents and school principals were really involved in helping show that this was a priority.
And this is a big change because it's been, you know, 25 miles an hour for forever. And so this is something people are going to need to pay attention to. If you see a 15-mile-an-hour school zone sign, that's you have to just be conscious of that.
That's true. And California Highway Patrol is very supportive of this. So we're able to have all the signs up, at least the first set of schools signs up when school started. And Highway Patrol will probably within a month start enforcing it. So people really should be aware of when they see these, when they drive into a school zone and they see a 35-mile-an-hour, or I'm sorry, a 15-mile-an-hour sign, they should really slow up, at least until they get past the school. It's when children are present, like the 25s, and the 25 zone actually extended further out. So it's 1,000 feet from a school, it's 25, and 500 from the school is 15. So we're really trying to get people to be aware to drive slow in a school zone.
No, it's a great idea, and I think it's going to improve safety tremendously.
Yes. Well, you know, Fortuna actually initiated this, 3 years ago?
Yeah, yeah.
And do they have 3 years of data?
As far as I know, it's been it had a very positive effect. I can't relate the data to mm-hmm. you right now, but it has had a positive effect, and other jurisdictions throughout the state have done the same thing.
And so there's several schools that already have had this change, and these are schools that are located on roads have in residential areas, two-lane roads, and where the current speed limits were already 30 miles per hour or less. Mm-hmm. And so several schools, and please, Art, jump in here, include Freshwater and Garfield, also Cutton and Grant.
Morris, Dallas Prairie.
Great, and Neyland and Pine Hill and South Bay.
Yes, and the list will continue as we traffic studies to see if the speed zones can be reduced, and then once that's done, then we'll also make it applicable to that particular school. Right now, we're working over in the Manila area. In fact, that's one of the reasons I'm going to the board to extend the 25-mile-an-hour speed limit so that they'll be eligible.
Great. You know, and one of the reasons this is so important is just the data showing that if a pedestrian is hit by a car going 30 miles per hour or 40 miles per hour, the chances of survival are a lot less than if you are hit at 15 miles per hour. I mean, the data really show that slower speeds, especially around schools, is such a safety priority. But also, of putting up signs is not the not just the end all be all for safety. So that's why the CHP will be enforcing this soon, and more education, is needed within schools, since most of the traffic, the majority of traffic around schools, end up being, parents dropping kids off or picking kids up, and that's often at the height of really busy mornings or afternoons.
Absolutely, and I think this, in cooperation, in tandem with the pedestrian awareness campaign that's currently going on, at least in the city of Eureka, with the signs all over the place at various different crosswalks and intersections, I think hopefully this will have an impact.
We're hoping so.
Yeah, certainly hoping so. Right. Well, thank you, Art. I know that you may
I'm
have to jet.
Nervous,
You got to get to the Supes meeting there.
Yeah.
So, and thanks for talking with us with your voice going, and best of luck at the meeting today.
Thank you, and good luck, and thank you for what you're doing, Tom.
Thank you. All righty. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. We have a couple other updates, and the most exciting really.
Oh, no. Did I hang up on Emily? I did. Oh, dear me. Emily, call back. I should not have done that. I was trying to, because Art had to leave, so I had my choice of two lines, and I chose the wrong one. I had a 50-50 shot. I chose the wrong one. Okay, I think that's probably her calling back. Emily, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, see, I had a 50-50 shot of picking which line he ducked out on. I chose the wrong one. Oh, well. Great. Okay, so you were about to say.
Yeah, well, the most exciting update really is that the city of Arcata is nearly complete with their within-town first portion of the Bay Trail. And so I really encourage folks to, the next time you're in Arcata, or if you live in Arcata, bring your bike out to the new trail. It is superb. It
fantastic.
Is wonderful.
So where does that go from where to where?
Yeah, so it goes from Samoa Boulevard, and eventually the next portion of the trail will cross Samoa Boulevard and head through the marsh and down along the bay. But this portion starts just at or just north of Samoa Boulevard and goes through the Creamery District on the west side of Alliance, kind of along L Street. And so it goes past the Creamery Building and all the businesses, neighborhoods down there. And then it crosses Alliance and then goes, kind of skirts Arcata High School. And there's a great new connector from the high school down to the trail. And the trail along Alliance follows where the sidewalk used to be, so it's a wider trail through there. And then mm-hmm. it goes through Shea Park, where there already has been a lot of kind of commuter use or student use through Shea Park, but this is a great formalized trail through Shea Park and connects to the new road, Foster Avenue, that goes from Alliance Boulevard to 101 and Sunset. So there is a new road through there, and so the trail follows that road and connects to a new roundabout that is at Sunset and Foster.
Fantastic.
It is superb to ride. There's great lighting along the trail, and have already seen a lot of people out running and strollers and walking and dogs, and it's great. So
oh, that
really
is
offers a lot of it really offers a glimpse of like what the Bay Trail will be like when it connects multiple communities and gets all the way to the bay.
That is just wonderful. And that part's complete, you're saying?
Yeah, so that part is you can ride it, and they have finished most of the intersection improvements, and the lighting will be complete here soon. So but it is rideable and walkable, and it's great.
Fantastic. And so that's the first phase. The next phase is going to be going across Samoa Boulevard and going all the way to Barakut.
Yeah. So we'll be hearing more about that in the coming year, since hopefully we'll be going to construction next summer.
Fantastic.
Hopefully the city will be. Yeah.
Fantastic. Now, getting across Samoa Boulevard, how is the trail doing that? Because that can be kind of a dicey spot.
Yeah, so I think that the city's working on a couple options, and whether those are just really, you know, the city worked with Caltrans for some other improvements along Samoa Boulevard recently, and including a pedestrian activated flashing crosswalk light that's closer to 101. So there really will be some options, and so we'll make sure to check in with the city of Arcata in the next couple months to see what those options will be.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And, of course, I would, the whole idea behind this is to, complete the Bay Trail all the way to Eureka. And, of course, Eureka is working on their waterfront trail throughout the entire city of Eureka. So this is going to be just one big contiguous trail when it's done.
Yeah, certainly. Can hardly wait.
It's going to be amazing.
Portions are coming to, are becoming a reality. So,
is anyone talking about going from Sunset there and hooking up to the Hammond Trail?
Yeah, it seems like the next, after the city of Arcata completes the Bay Trail, north through the marsh and down along the bay, that they'll be looking at ways to get further north and ways to also connect to the Valley West neighborhood. So I'm sure in the next couple years we'll start hearing more about that.
Wow, this is we really are getting closer and closer to that regional trail system we've been talking about all these years.
Yeah, certainly.
That's great. Very exciting.
Yeah.
All righty. Emily, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And next week we'll have Dave Hayes from the Humboldt Trails Council on the air, and he'll have a lot of updates.
Fantastic. Now, are you you're going to be off that day, or are you still with us?
Yes,
you are. Okay.
I'm going to be off and hopefully hiking a trail.
Fantastic.
Well, good. It's always good to get out and use trails.
Yes.
In our whole region.
If we're going to be talking about it, we might as well be using them. There we go.
Yeah, certainly. And I do have one other update. We've talked about the Bicycle Friendly Community program that is sponsored by the League of American Bicyclists. But there's also a couple other programs, and these are programs that help communities become more bicycle friendly by having more of a structure of suggestions for the type of infrastructure and education and encouragement programs within the city to help get more people walking and biking. And the City of Arcata and City of Eureka have been recognized through that program. But the League of American Bicyclists has also started a bicycle-friendly business program. And recently we had the first business in Humboldt County become certified as a silver-level bicycle-friendly business, and that is the consulting firm GHD in Eureka. And whoa, that was exciting.
Yeah, that was a bell ringer.
Yeah, certainly. So this is, a great step to help encourage even more businesses to go through this process, because you certainly learn a lot. And so GHD works on a lot of planning and engineering projects, but as a business, they also have done a couple things that really help encourage their employees to walk and bike. And one is having bikes available for checkout to go to meetings or to go to lunch, and also having showers and changing rooms located right in their business. So those are just a couple things that really help And hopefully we'll, you know, see even more businesses exploring that as an option.
Fantastic. All righty. Well, we've got a lot covered today on Happy Trails.
Certainly.
All righty. Emily, thanks so much for pulling that all together, as always.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
You bet. This conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcasts shortly at iTunes and at KHUM.com.
Happy Trails to you.